We'll head to the Lake Erie League, where we'll talk some Titan football with head coach of Lorraine. You know him as Damian Creel. Coach Creel, thank you very much for joining us here this evening. You told us you were getting out of that rain. Hopefully you're able to stay dry now, but thank you again for joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, guys.
You got it, Coach. You got it. Thank you very much again for joining us. Now, last year we knew the story about Lorraine heading in, right? No 2020 season because of COVID and the pandemic and everything. So you're sort of starting from scratch last year in 2021. I know reading through your Chronicle Telegram comments, I think you quoted it as the death penalty, which it certainly could be when you miss a whole year of varsity football. Certainly sets you back. And, where are you at now this year heading into things compared to where you were at last year?
We're light years ahead of where we were. And I made this comment to some other news personnel that where we are at now is pretty much where I thought we were going to be at last year.
Okay.
So we've made tremendous strides. Our kids have been working in the weight room since January, Martin Luther King weekend. Pumping out, getting bigger, getting stronger, working on agilities. And we had a great summer. Again, we're building that foundation to what we want our program to be. And I'm very happy with how hard the kids are working and where we're at this point.
Where does that start, Coach, with the turnaround? Is that, mostly with you individually as the head coach? Is that from the support of your staff? Is it a lot, just on the kids? Is it sort of equal all around? Where do you sort of, put that foundation of building this program back up?
Well, it all starts with the mindset of the kids and understanding what's needed to be to have a successful program. Unfortunately, Lorraine hasn't had a consistent successful football program. Yes, they had a couple years under Coach McFarland where they had the playoffs 2014, 2016, and 2017. And I think one of those years they went to the Elite Eight. But it hasn't been consistent. And what we're trying to do is get our kids to understand what sacrifices they need to make. Being at practice is obviously important for us to get better, and we're doing that. The commitment our kids made in the off season in the weight room has been tremendous. Our gains, strength wise, have been awesome, and the kids finally could see it in our scrimmage, that we had this past Saturday. So they're seeing the work they put in the process of what they're doing is going to pay off. Now, are we where we need to be at yet? 100% no, but we're moving in the right direction. We have our middle schools are working. We made some tweaks with that. We have one middle school team now, one 8th grade, one 7th grade team. They're practicing behind the stadium. They've been working for the last 3 weeks, so everything is coming into place. We have over 40 middle school kids working, and I don't believe Lorraine has had their middle school programs working that early in the summer.
Wow, so that's, certainly you're starting to see, I think, the strides over there with the Lorraine football program, not just at the varsity level, but like you said there, Coach, all the way down to the youth level as well. My last thing about last year was that final win prior to the playoffs. You got a 44-7 win at Shaw to close out the regular season. And again, that win gets you into the playoffs, and I know it ended quickly at the hands of St. Edwards and all that,
yeah.
But that win in and of itself, did the kids and maybe even yourself, did you feel a little something after that? Was it sort of like, okay, hey, there is something here. We can build off of this. There's something we can take from that. Did you feel that at all, or is that sort of,
well in the past? I felt that before. I felt that before the win.
Okay.
with Shaw. And the reason why is because our kids kept showing up. Our core group of kids that we had that were there from the beginning were there at the end. And, going through a season like we went through last year of being a, just being who we were and the scores of the games and getting our heads beat in at times, our kids continued to show up. So to me, going into that game at Shaw, we knew that we were there. It was just we needed our kids to reach some success, and they finally did. And it was a great feeling. I was happy for the kids. They deserved it. They stuck in and they were successful that game. So I knew before that we're heading in the right direction because they kept showing up. Now, if we had kids not showing up and having to fight to get kids to practice, then I would be like the win was it. But mm-hmm. you know, going into that week 10, we knew, and there was no talk of playoffs or anything like that. It was just let's get this dub, you know.
Damien, you talked about Saturday scrimmage. Now, going into that scrimmage, was the goal about scheme? Was it about physicality? Was it about kids knowing where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be? What were you really going in looking at Saturday with this this first test of the year?
What myself and this coaching staff wanted to see out of our kids was, you know, going back to last year. You know, in a game, you get punched in the mouth and. And either you have two responses. You either can punch back or you can continue to get punched. And last year, consistently, when our kids got punched in the mouth, we didn't respond. We just kept getting punched and kept getting punched. And Saturday, we wanted to see what our kids and how our kids are going to be. And you know, Westlake Jason Hall is doing a great job actually doing his second tour of duty over there. You know, they're more a finesse team. They throw the ball around the yard, and they kind of stopped us in the mouth a little bit. Lakewood, straight downhill running, big time slap in the mouth. But what our kids did, they responded back and they punched back. And we did some great things on Saturday. We did some things that we need to obviously correct and get better at. But we were really proud of our kids competing. And last year, we were trying to teach our kids how to compete. This year, we're expecting to compete. And I think when you expect to compete or you are competing with your opponent, you have a chance to win. So that's where we're at. That's what we're proud of. We've come a long way from where we were last year at this time. So we'll just continue to push forward.
Damien, when do you start putting the focus on Ravenna in that week one game? Do you wait till you get the second scrimmage under your belt, or do you start trying to tune some things in to get ready for Ravenna for that opener?
Right now, with all due respect to Ravenna, we're focused on us right now and what we have to do to get ourselves better. And we'll, you know, we obviously have the week of, you know, after our scrimmage on Thursday, we'll start, you know, prepping for them in terms of fronts and defenses and offensive schemes and things like that. Right now, we are really focused on us to make sure that we are where we need to be. Obviously, we've gone against every front, gone up to the even front. We've gone against the odd front. You know, we've practiced against it. Defensively, we've seen every scheme that you could have. If it's triple option, if it's zone, if it's gap scheme. So again, our focus is us, and you know, we'll start preparing for Ravenna that next day after brush next week, but. Our main focus right now is getting better each day.
Love that approach, Coach. Just love that approach.
Lorraine Titan head coach Damien Creel, our guest here on the WEOL High School Football Coaches Preview Show. Your tailback, John Salomon. I know he missed last year with a pretty tough knee injury. How's he feeling heading into this season, and what are expectations with him?
He's feeling good. He scrimmaged Saturday. He's very excited, obviously, being out so long. He performed pretty well. Just like last year, he was going to be the focal point of our offense last year, and this year he's the focal point of our offense along with our quarterback, Joseph Wyatt. We're expecting huge things from him. Both guys are going to be playing on the defensive side of the ball as well, and we're looking for him to take our offense to the next level, get in the end zone. You know, we had a struggle with that last year, obviously. This year, Saturday we scored a couple times, so. We're looking for him to run the ball hard and run the ball effectively and play defense for us as well.
What kind of summer has Joseph had? I know you said he'll be back at quarterback. I know you just said he'll be playing defensively as well, which is, I got to imagine, that's tough for a quarterback to have to go back out and play on the defensive side as well. So how's his summer been, and is he ready for that kind of workload throughout the course of the season?
He had a tremendous summer. He's really committed. Weight room, he's a beast in the weight room. Again, all our kids have. It's just not Joseph, but he's had a tremendous summer, and he's made some mistakes in our 7-on-7s, and he's corrected those mistakes, and he's in the process of becoming a leader of this team. So, the vocal leader, and you know, he's going through that process right now, and I'm excited for him. He had a great scrimmage Saturday, did some great things. There's some things we can clean up. He made two major mistakes. He didn't turn the ball over, which was great, but he made two misreads on two pass plays that, you know, he wanted back. I realized that. So I'm expecting big things from him and excited to see him play as well.
I think you'll certainly be a fun athlete to watch in our area, no doubt. Coach, one last one before we let you go. You know, how would you say your relationship is with the kids in the program to this point? Again, this is year number two for you. You know, now you've gotten a chance to learn some of these kids a little more as opposed to just being fresh last year and getting to relate and bond with them a little more. How do you feel like your relationship is with the kids and with the program at this point?
I think the kids understand who I am, and obviously – me being with them every day, I understand who they are, and I think the relationship is great. I think they're understanding what the expectation is that I want for them, and this coaching staff wants for them. And sometimes I have to provide the tough love. Sometimes I have to provide that just hug and mentorship for them. But I think our relationship is great. Our kids, we have a core group of kids that have bought in and that are here. And again, we're going to continue to strengthen that relationship between, you know, us and the players and players to players. And I got, you know, I hired a couple of new coaches this year, so coaches to coaches. Our relationships are all growing as we go. So I would say tremendous right now. And again, you know, our kids are working their tails off to accomplish and to be successful.
Fantastic stuff. Well, Coach, we're certainly excited to see where you can take this Lorain program. It was awesome to see the Titans back out on the gridiron last year, and you're certainly, I know, hoping to take that next step with them this year. We will see you for the first time in week two as you guys play host to Sandusky on August the 26th. We'll have that on stream too, and then we'll have your matchup on Saturday, September 3rd, as you guys travel to Elyria for a 1 o'clock Saturday game. That one should be a ton of fun. We'll have both those contests on WEOL, so should be an exciting year of Titan football. No question about it. Coach Creel, thank you very much for joining us. Best of luck to you and the Lorain Titans this year.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. You guys take care, and I'll
see you. Good luck to you, Damon.